One, two, three, clap.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Peg Pod, the podcast where we explain games so poorly that you've dealt with, played them. And sometimes you'd be right. I'm Xavier, joined as always by Matt.
Hello, my audio quality isn't the best, but we're getting through it. Lockdown's a bit of a pain, but hey, it happens.
Fun lockdown. Fun times in lockdown. And today we're talking about Final Fantasy IV, or as it was called in America, Final Fantasy II.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah, or as it was called in Europe, we didn't get this game until way later.
Oh, right.
Their first game was Final Fantasy VII.
Seven?
Yeah, they jumped straight to VII.
Oh, yeah. They really...
They missed the first six.
Genius. Makes sense.
They got a Final Fantasy game made specifically for them that was, like, really easy.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, it's called Final Fantasy Mythic Quest.
I don't like it when games are too easy, you know? I like a bit of a challenge, you know?
Oh, you might not like this game then.
Oh, is it that easy?
The Western release was.
Oh, great. Great, let's go.
They dumbed it down because, you know, it was just too complicated for American minds to understand.
American minds are great. I mean, yeah, they're fine. I mean, have you, like, some of the stuff that you see in, like, American, like, politics and all that crap.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's very dumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, this game was originally going to be released for the NES. But originally, about 80% of the way through development, they're like, nah, this is going to come out on the SNES.
SNES.
This is going to come out on the Super Nintendo. So, you know, they probably scrapped a lot of it.
They just felt like switching out real quick.
Yeah, well, you know, it was coming out and they're like, this is going to be our first game.
Yeah.
You know, Dragon Quest was on like 5 at this point, so they had to catch up.
On 5, damn.
Yeah.
And now speeding through.
Dragon Quest is on like 11 and Final Fantasy's coming out with 16.
For better or for worse.
You know. too many of them.
I don't get how they still haven't decided, like, okay, It's overdone now. Like, we gotta chill. Like, what, 16?
16?
Damn.
Hey, I mean, you know, if it sells, it sells.
It sells, it sells, but, like, still.
You say that, like, there's probably, like, 16 Mario games, not including spin-offs.
Nah, there's no way this... Oh, maybe, actually.
Like, I mean, you know, you've got the 3 on the NES.
Yeah.
Then you've got Super Mario Bros.
Super Mario Bros.
Technically, Yoshi's Island is a Super Mario game.
I mean, like, you're stretching there, though. Like, come on.
It's called Super Mario Bros. 2, Yoshi's Island. Or Super Mario World 2, so, like, Yoshi's Island. Then you've got... We won't include it. Then you've got 2 on the Game Boy.
Two on the Game Boy.
If you don't include the Wario one, you've got...
Is that the Wario's Party one?
Wario... No, not WarioWare.
I hope that's Wario quite Land. Good, actually.
Yeah, there's a new one on Switch.
Oh, really? I don't...
Yeah.
I've always been like, should I get a Switch? I'm not sure. I'm kind of, like, jumping between to get it or not, because it looks fun.
I got it at release, so...
You got it released? Rich boy.
It's been like 6 months with only one game. Because that thing literally only released for Zelda.
Love that.
Then I got tons of games on Switch, but, you know, at the time, had nothing. But Final Fantasy IV is on the Super Nintendo, so obviously it's got a graphics update. It looks better.
Good.
Than the other ones.
All right. We're improving.
And this is the first Final Fantasy game to bring in the classic, like, I think it's called active timed battles. You should know what it is. It's the one where you've got, like, your speed stat determines when your character gets to have their turn, and you got like a little bar that goes up depending on their speed stat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you.
Yeah, yeah. And your enemies also have...
Well, so active... Active
timed battles or something.
Active timed battles.
Battles. Yeah, no. I don't exactly know, but you know what it is, right?
Yeah, I've seen it before, yeah.
Yeah, this is it's a Final Fantasy staple. They used it like right up until like 9, you know.
Why'd they like drop it after 9?
You know, changing things up a bit.
Changing things time. Up. Yeah, all right, okay.
You know, maybe they kept it for 10.
Oh, shit.
Might have. We'll get to it.
That's crazy. Trendsetter. Yeah. It's like TikTok dancers. But
this was the first. Yeah, well, it brings back the MP system from 2.
All right.
So
I like that.
No more spell charges.
Good.
Everyone can save themselves from having to use spell charges. No more D&D here.
That's good.
You know? And it's also the only game of the franchise to have 5 party members.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Not to 5. Instead of the usual 4, you've got a 5th one. No jobs in this game from the previous game. Jobs are not returning.
Oh.
So all characters have their own class, and you can't mix and match.
I like the mix and match thing. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, right?
Kind of interesting.
I thought it was cool.
I do like a 5. Little bit of, you know, player customization to play how you want to play, right? Instead of just having to go by what's standard, you know, or something like
yeah.
that.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a shame.
But yeah, so, you know, got all that. So combat in the Japanese version, you've got, so each character kind of has like special moves that they can use, the special abilities or whatever. Half of them are missing in the American version. Because it's just too hard. You know, it's just too hard, you know?
Yeah, for real?
Yeah.
That is, that's just sad. Just straight up. That's so dumb.
You know, it happens.
I guess.
You know? They wanted it to sell out in the West. They didn't want to confuse Western players, you know?
I mean, there's the stigma that Americans are dumb, but, like, that dumb?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, it obviously didn't sell well enough for them to bring 5 over to the West.
Why? Was it that bad?
I don't think it failed. It's not a bad game, unlike the other 3.
We don't talk about that.
This one's actually good.
Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with a good game.
It's a bit easy, but good. You know?
I guess you got to, like, spoon feed it, right? You got to, it's like baby steps. Teaching how to walk.
Testing the waters.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair, though, testing waters, because first one.
This was like 1990, I want to say. So still relatively early in the video game scene.
What was trending around that time?
The 90s.
Good point, bro.
Actually, the 80s. The 80s would have been phasing out, not quite the 90s yet.
Like 80s are phasing back in, though, for real.
Can't put the 90s phasing back in?
Bro, everything that's not today is phasing in. Like, it's just straight up.
We even have a fashion sense for today?
I mean, even, like, the racism bit's still phasing in for some reason. I mean,
oh, man.
That's not good.
Yeah, but this game actually has a plot. I mean, the other games attempted to have a plot, but this one has a plot, and it's not very good.
Okay. Great.
So you remember how in Final Fantasy 2 the characters kept dying?
Yep.
Well, in this game, the same thing happens. They keep killing off the characters, but don't worry, a lot of them don't actually die.
So they're just
fake. They come back
it?
At the end. Yeah, they come back at the end and be like, "I'm alive this whole time."
I don't like that.
You know?
You have
one character who sacrifices themselves.
Yeah.
They sacrifice themselves. They jump off the airship and then blow up. and then you find them later and they're just sleeping.
They're just chilling.
They're just being a bit lazy.
Sometimes you get a bit tired, bro.
You get a bit tired. You know, he did blow up, so.
You gotta take care of yourself.
Benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to look after your body. You only got one.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. That's just how it is.
That's just how it is. So what, they just... How... Like, give me an estimate. How many do they kill off and then, like, bring back?
How many do they kill off and, like, bring back? So, they probably kill off, like, five and then bring back, like, four.
Oh, so at least one of them stays dead.
Oh, yeah, one of them stays dead. You know, no one cares about that one.
Well, good. Is that, like, the real side character type one? Don't worry, I'll hold them back. It just gets completely mowed over.
And looking at the plot, I was only like half paying attention.
You just like,
I feel like that would add better to the retelling.
I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah. So this game, guess how many crystals are in this game? So you we all know about the crystals.
Yeah, we know the crystals.
You know, you've got the four light crystals.
Yeah. Okay.
And in one of the previous games, I think it was the last one, there were the four dark crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So this game, not to outdo the last game by doubling crystals, but it doubles it again. Not only are there four light crystals and four dark crystals, the moon also has its own four light crystals and four dark crystals, making a total of 16 crystals in this game.
Great. Love that.
Which means if we keep up at this rate, the number of crystals will just like... skyrocket to like
it's like that idea 200 like, and something. Would you rather have like $1 million now or like have like 10 cents and then it like doubles every day, but instead of that it's like crystals.
it's just crystals, more crystals per game.
Love that.
You favorite. Know I will count out the number of crystals per game for each game going forward. I'll give you a crystal count.
Oh, that's gonna be my favorite. I do love a bit of crystal myth. I mean Final Fantasy. Gosh.
In fact, to get to the moon, you go to the moon in this game, by the way.
I think that makes sense since there's crystals that are like the moon.
On the moon. You go to the moon. You do use a crystal to get to the moon, making it that there are 17 crystals.
Oh, so, wow.
17 is the crystals to beat.
Yeah, that's like the new record. Well, I've got the Guinness. I've got the Guinness book right here, and it says 17 for the crystals. What, the 1990 or whatever edition. Yeah,
17 crystals. So you got this bad guy, and he's trying to get the crystals so he can go to the moon to get the moon crystals to become all powerful because he will have 16 it crystals.
Sounds like the space race in the Cold War. I couldn't get to the moon to show our dominance. Yeah, okay. I guess you.
Well, if you have all 16 crystals, you can bring the apocalypse to Earth or something, or whatever the land's called.
Yeah, you gotta somehow destroy the world. That's just
exactly right.
Yeah, you don't need a reason for it. You just feel like it.
So it's your job to stop them.
Of course,
as you do. You know, and your team kind of sucks at their job of stopping him. There's one point in the game where you beat him, but then he turns into a hand and he slowly crawls and steals the crystal from right in front of you while you just stand there doing nothing.
Wait, so the villain turns into a hand?
Yeah, he turns into a hand and he slowly crawls and steals the crystal from right in front of you while you're watching the whole time doing nothing.
It's like when, you know, they're in like those scenes where they're like, they're powering up.
Yeah.
And you're just watching. Like, bro, just attack. Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, all right.
But it's okay, because the people you said you would protect the crystal, and the people you told that to are understanding in the fact that you just watched him steal the crystal.
I mean, sometimes it's tough. Help you out. It's tough.
And still believe in you.
You know, you may have just sat there and watched them steal the crystal, but that's okay. It's not your fault. It is your fault. That's dumb. That's dumb shit.
Should have just stepped on the hand, you know?
Oh, no.
But it turns out that bad guy isn't actually the real big bad of the game. Because plot twist.
Plot twist, here we go.
Okay, plot twist number one, there's a bigger bad mind controlling him. And plot twist number two, he's your brother.
What?
He's your brother. It's, you know, understandable.
I mean, like, sure, yeah. I saw that one coming.
He's the main character's brother. It's, you know.
Is there any reference to his brother in, at the like the start? But then it's like, oh, but he got killed in the invasion, something like that.
I don't think so.
I was gonna say
your dad is like light or something. You know, just the embodiment of light. So
man, that'd be an interesting Father's Day.
Yeah, I don't know how that one works.
Hey, Dad, I got you a crystal that you can shine through, make a rainbow.
Yeah, I got you one of the four crystals. Well, you'll like it.
That's okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he's your brother, and then he wants to defeat the bad guy, and then you follow him, and he doesn't defeat the bad guy, but then you defeat the bad guy, and then you all live happily ever after, or something, you know.
Yeah.
Typical stuff, apart from the guy who died. Apart from him.
Oh, that's tough.
Everyone else lives happily ever after.
And they don't pay any attention to the guy who died at all, though. Forgettable.
Yeah, no. Although, yep. I think they released a sequel, like, 15 years later. So, who knows? Maybe they don't all live happily ever after. That's a bit
of a wait. Jeez.
Yeah. 15. It's called, like, Final Fantasy IV The After Years. I don't know anything about it.
Nice. Easy.
It exists.
It exists. That's all we need to know.
That's all you need to know. It exists. It's probably good. If you like Final Fantasy IV, you might like it.
I mean, I feel like if you like the Final Fantasy franchise, you can't go too wrong with most games. Sure.
Probably.
Sure, you know, they're probably bad in parts, but like, I mean, like, if you like the franchise, you're not going to really be like too mad.
So they recently put 13 on Game Pass, and I'm like, I know this is a bad game, but I kind of want to play it.
But I can, so I might as well, right?
You know, if it's on Game Pass, like, why not?
I mean, why not? Exactly.
There are other Final Fantasy games on Game Pass.
How many?
Not the Final Fantasy IV. I think 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 10-2.
That's honestly not
probably 11 and 12 as well. Oh, 12, not 11.
Okay.
So I think probably from 7 to 13 are on Game Pass. Unless they're taking some off when they put 13 on.
Damn. That was my favorite. You know. I'm so disappointed. Oh, no.
Yeah. So this game is available on Steam and mobile in its 3D remake. But something to know about the 3D remake is it's apparently very hard.
Oh, they just ramped it up real quick?
Yeah, they ramped it up.
Good on them.
Especially if you're jumping from the American release to the 3D remake. You know, the difficulty is like very big step up. You know, it's an actual game.
It's an actual game. You're not just viewing a cinematic half the time, all right?
You know, you're not just pressing A. Press A to win the battle.
Press A, win the battle, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the first game has.
I mean, like,
you know. Also, at one point, they age one of the characters up.
They just age them up real quick.
Yeah. Well, they leave and then they come back aged up, and you know, they're female as well. So it's kind of like, hang on a second.
They turned into the third form. Makes sense.
No, they go from like 10 to like legal.
Plot's sake. It's for the plot. Yeah. I swear.
Also, you've got a couple of 5-year-olds who are like really good at magic who are sent out to spy on you.
Man.
Classic RPG stuff.
These,
that happens
these at some point games, in the game. Bro.
It's to make sure you're staying true to your like word of being a good person or something like that.
Have you seen that video of that guy? We know you're meeting up with an 11-year-old. She says she was 12. And then the way that like half the time they look like they're like they're old, like they're in their 20s or something, and then apparently they're 13.
Oh no! In just, you know the TV show Gotham? Yeah, they had to, they aged up Poison Ivy.
Why?
Because she was like the same age as Catwoman and Bruce, at being like 13. And then they aged her up to be, and when they aged her up, she suddenly became like horny.
As you do. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
You know.
One of life's greatest mysteries.
Mm. When you suddenly age up, you do grow horny. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Mm. Ask so any 14-year-old prepubescent teen. It happens.
It happens. The computer's having a fit currently.
Having a fit? Why?
Yeah. Is it just, I don't know.
It's just like the fan or some shit?
Yeah. The fan's just going.
Fucking helicopter. I'm
hoping that the mic doesn't pick this up. It probably will, though.
Yeah. They can just listen to the nice ambient sound of a helicopter passing by while we talk about a game that's probably too easy for half of our fan base.
Woo!
Love that.
We have a fan base?
Yeah. Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan listens.
There's someone from... I actually checked our analytics. We have someone from Phoenix who watched
Phoenix.
9 episodes in a row.
Phoenix is in America, right? I'm not just tripping.
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona.
I mean, Americans aren't dumb. They're quite... they're very smart. And I appreciate them a lot. Yeah, all right. Shout out to my boy in Phoenix. Oh, what, I'm such a suck up. No, I mean...
Yeah. That's just, you know...
Love that. Love that.
So, if you want to pick up this game, it's on Steam.
It's on Steam.
There's a PS1 remake. There's a PSP remake.
A PS1 remake. Good. Thank God.
There's a GBA remake, you know, in case you have your Game Boy Advance lying around. You can probably pick up the NES original or just emulate it, you know.
I mean, like, that's fair, though. You can emulate so many games. There's so many emulators.
Well, that has been Final Fantasy IV. The fourth of the Final Fantasy.
It sounds interesting. It does seem like there's like this common theme of like, you know, I feel like I'm guessing in the future games that they do tend to stray away a little bit more. Like,
well, this game, what I've heard is that it has everything like typically like Final Fantasy in it, just not the best. It's there, but it's not refined.
Iterations
of each of everything.
It's like when you know you get mix and match everything in an assignment. It's not refined. Mm. Half of it doesn't make sense in the context of each other, but it's there.
I think it all works and it's all coherent. It's just that other games will do certain aspects of it better.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
Fair enough.
You know, so the other games might be battling better on story or whatever. And, you know, also this game is meant to have, like, great music.
Ooh.
As all Final Fantasy games do.
I mean, yeah.
Listen to those 16-bit tunes. Upgrade from those 8-bit tunes.
Yeah.
Those 16-bit tunes.
Sheesh, brother. My favorite. Mm.
So, Final Fantasy IV.
What would you
rate it?
Oh, you can go first.
Oh, thank you.
How kind of you.
Yeah, you never go first. I always go first.
You're so kind, Avery. Thank you. So, fourth game. We got, 17 crystals, right?
Yeah,
so
17 crystals.
I'm going to give it a decent... A 9 out of 17.
A 9 out of 17?
9 out of 17 crystals that really don't have to be there. That's what I'd give it. It sounds decent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Average, not amazing. Not, you know, the best game in the franchise, but hey, does the trick. Makes some sales. Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong. I would give it
You got this.
A 7-year-old who's been aged up to become at least 21 out of a 10-year-old who's been aged up to become at least 21.
Ah, yeah. They are different.
Yeah, you know.
Fair enough.
That's what I would give up.
Nice.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Pig Pod, please consider following us at
On Twitter
at The Pig Pod, or emailing us email us at gmail.com. Yeah, you know.
We have an email now.
We've always had an email.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that we're like people could.
Well, they can.
They can now.
Yeah, you know, someone gets 30 minutes into this.
they just start emailing us.
You know, email us that we suck. Really want to hear it.
Oh, we'll read that would make my day.
The next available opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's good.
Oh, goodbye.